I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you are looking for a weekend road trip or just a day trip in West Virginia, pack up the family and head for the West Virginia Wildlife Center in Upshur County. It's a short drive from anywhere in the Mountain State, and we'll tell you a little more about what you'll find at that attraction coming up right after this. The West Virginia Wildlife Center, located at French Creek, south of Buchanan, never gets old. For young and old alike, there's something fascinating about seeing a snapshot of all of West Virginia's wildlife in one location.
We really do represent the past, the present, and the future of wildlife in the state, because we do have mountain lions, gray wolves, and then we've got all the species that people have become very common with, such as black bears, bobcats, deer. And then, as I mentioned, we also have the future as well, since elk are a pretty hot topic at the moment.
That's Wildlife Center General Manager Tyler Evans, who says this is a great time to visit because so many young of the year are now on hand.
This is a big time of the year for us. We've had a lot of schools come through. That's starting to wind down, but we are getting to a point in the year right now where if you come out and visit the Wildlife Center, you will see a lot of fawns or elk calves, fox kits, animals such as those. It's a great place to bring your scout troops or summer schools, after-school groups. We offer guided tours at no charge.
For the time being, those fawns, elk calves, and fox kits are the only offspring on hand, but that could change. Evan says once they're in the facility, the animals are there for life.
Anything that's brought to the Wildlife Center is here for life. We don't do any rotations typically, and a good example would be our raptors. We work with raptor rehabilitation centers, and we get all the bald eagles, golden eagles, hawks, and owls. And once they're brought here, chances are they were brought here for a reason, and usually it's they're unable to be re-released into the wild, so they're going to be a permanent resident at the Wildlife Center.
All of the animals are uniquely observed in their natural habitat, but there's one that really stands out.
The most popular exhibit we have, I would say, would have to be the river otter exhibit. It was put in about 24 years ago, and it gives people a good look at river otters and their behaviors, both terrestrially and aquatically. And it gives people a good look at eye level to see an otter swimming across the exhibit, and that's something that you don't get many places.
And the center is situated on a mile-long loop with a gentle and easy walking trail through the woods to view the exhibits, plus a new vendor at the visitor center features a fully stocked gift shop and a snack bar to bring for lunch once you're done. Check out the Wildlife Center one day this summer now that school is out. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.